Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now back to Warriors This Week on 95.7 The Game.
Posse, looking at you, you would never know, but you get a little funk in you. You get a little soul.
A lot of Tupac today from Pasta.
What do you mean, looking at you?
Well, I don't mean to racially profile, but you don't scream Tupac.
No, honestly, the Jeff Perlman book came out this week, so I'm kind of big on that right now.
That is a pretty cool project. So Jeff Perlman is one of the better sports authors around, and this is his first book. What's the title of it, Pasta?
Only God Can Judge Me.
So it's the first non-sports book that Jeff Perlman has written, but based on his investigative methods, this is a guy that's, he wrote a Cowboys book kind of detailing the 1990s Cowboys. He wrote the book that the HBO show Winning Time was largely based off of. I don't think it was called Winning Time.
No, it was called Showtime.
Showtime, about the Showtime Lakers in the 80s. And he's written a bunch of really good sports books.
86 Mets.
This is the first time that he's dived into a different realm. So when Pasta's done with it, I'm just going to snatch his.
Yeah, you two read about as much as anybody that I'm familiar with, certainly at the station.
Well, he reads more than I do, but like Pasta, correct me if I'm wrong, a lot of the interest for you is primarily sports books.
Sports books, for sure.
Yeah. But I think for anybody who wants to read more, that's kind of how you, not specifically sports, but that's the best way to get into it, is to figure out what your interest is and really just what's going to keep your attention. Because I think the biggest issue that I find myself, and I think a lot of people with reading, is number one, you haven't done it in a long time. And when you did do it, you were forced to do it. So there's like a negative connotation with reading. Number two is because we're on our phones all the time and we're constantly scrolling, or this, you know, you're just taking dopamine hits all the time from these 10-second videos or little tweets, that you're expecting to get the same kind of hit from reading a book. And that's not really how it works.
No.
You really have to spend, I would say, like a good 20 to 30 minutes to kind of get into that zone.
I like OnlyFans. I don't read. Just an OnlyFans guy.
What is wrong with you?
It was supposed to be a joke. You know
what is wrong with you?
You know what?
I can't even find the right drop.
You know what's
the guy is drunk.
Your point, how we just like have this voracious appetite to constantly be consuming things, right?
Oh my God, I'm salivating.
Think about the betting scandal, albeit we're still talking about it, but don't you feel as though it was like in the rearview mirror? Like, you know, I almost feel like the public, the unwashed masses, if you will, are like, they consume so much, they're like, what's next? It's almost like it's not a big deal anymore. Just like it replaced what should have been, I think, a much bigger story in the Kawhi Leonard getting $28 million to get under the salary cap for a job that he never attended, sort of like Nah, it had legs for a little while. And then this betting story comes along, but we're constantly looking to consume, that our attention span for something that is as significant as to what took place is kind of like, yeah, what's next?
Well, it's complicated, and it demands comprehension, and specifically reading comprehension, which is not the easiest skill to own in a society where you're basically just attentive for 15 seconds at a time. I think that's tough. And I'm not trying to say that I'm great at it, because I really struggle with it, trying to get better at it. But I think that for something like the Kawhi Leonard scandal, and by the way, he's still under investigation by the NBA, quote-unquote investigation. I mean, we found out what happened with the Terry Rozier investigation from a couple of years ago. It didn't go anywhere until Cash Patel and the FBI stepped in. But you're right. It just kind of goes to the wayside. You know, and I think that's also, it's good in one sense because, for example, if you're watching the Warriors on Thursday and you're disappointed with that result, you're over it by November 1st. I mean, you're just washing that game. But I think for a lot of people, myself included, it's just hard to stay on track. I mean, shoot, one thing that I actually wanted to get your thoughts on, which is Warriors related, is, so I found out Shohei Ohtani is going to start Game 7 of the World Series tonight, right?
Yes.
Did you see what Brandon Pajemski's told Nick Friedel of The Athletic yesterday?
What?
It came out yesterday, but a couple days ago. He said, if I had stuck with baseball,
here we go,
I could have been, and I bleep you not, this was the quote, the white Shohei.
Oh, my God.
He's doing this tongue-in-cheek.
Dude, he's not. Brandon Pajemski, I fully believes in himself that much. I'll just go ahead and say it. There has not been, that I can recall, and it's not necessarily a bad thing, but there has not been a more irrationally confident member of the Golden State Warriors than Brandon Pajemski in recent memory.
Pods can dunk.
There just hasn't been. This guy believes that he is the salt of the earth. And in this case, believes that he had stuck with baseball, would have not just only been a two-way player, but would have been one of the best two-way players in Major League Baseball.
He did go out in batting practice.
Yeah, he hit a home run in BP, which at Oracle Park, actually, that's not nothing. But the dude hits a home run. I think he was a good baseball player in high school, but it's like, you got to have some respect for other athletes.
I wonder about his popularity with the Warriors.
I think he's popular.
Is he? Because sometimes I get a sense that because of that arrogance, which I do think is real, I wonder if it just sort of spills over and, you know, it may create, I don't know, some relationship issues with the players.
I think he's still young enough that he kind of gets the, all right, buddy.
No, that was initially, like, Steph was like, he's so cute, you ought to hear this guy. Now we're going into year three. It's kind of like, it's not leveling off. It's not tempering. And I'm wondering whether, I don't know, not Steph and Draymond, because they probably roll their eyes, but some of the other guys. I remember Andrew Wiggins got into it with him once, because he tried to reprimand Andrew Wiggins on a specific play, and Wiggins was, like, dropping F-bombs on him on the floor.
And that's a lot for Wiggins.
It is. And so, is that what you wanted to talk about during the break? You're like, hey, I got something.
Yeah, I did. Well, okay. You also asked me what we're going to do here.
I thought we were going to come stronger than that. No, but I like
it. No, it's. I think Pods is a player we don't talk about a lot, but he just gets. So this was his rookie season. Do you remember when he went to the podium one game and basically took full ownage for a loss? Like they had, I forget who they were playing, but he went to the podium and was like, this one's on me. You know, I just remember thinking, oh my God, who does this guy think he is? Now, I have a soft spot for Pods because I also think that irrational confidence is the reason why he's in the NBA. And one of the reasons that he's been successful as a basketball player, you kind of have to have that I'm the best guy on the floor mentality, no matter what walk of life. So I do respect that aspect of it. But then Draymond, they run it by, I don't know if it was at the same press conference or the day after, but they're like, hey, Pod said, you know, he's taking ownership, felt really bad about the loss. He basically goes, hey, young fella, you ain't the reason why we won or lost tonight. You know, with all due respect, he's a great player. You want to have that kind of mentality, but I hate to break it to you. 30 had an off night over there. That's why we lost.
Let's stay with the Pajemski theme. 888-957-9570. Duck Sauce is in San Jose. What's up, Duck?
Hey, good morning, guys. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, what up, Duck?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Good to hear you guys talking hoops on Saturdays again. Love that time of year. Be honest, I wasn't going to call in today, man, but that Pajemski comment just took me over the top that that Ev brought up. You know, you kind of stole my thunder, though. You brought up the I remember that. It was a game at Chicago.
Mm.
And, yeah, like, you know, Wiggs was not playing well, you know, for sure. But, like, at the time, we didn't know what he was going through, you know, whatnot, whatever. Everyone was frustrated with him. But Wiggs had a fast break, and either Pajemski wanted Wiggs to throw it ahead to him or he wanted him to go harder at the hoop, but he got fouled from behind. And Pajemski screams, "Come on, Wiggs," like trying to show him up. And it's like, yeah, okay, I get being frustrated with Wiggs, but who are you to do it? You're nobody. I can't remember if it was his rookie year or his second year. But I'm like, what are you doing, bro? And, it just made me think of constant themes with this guy. Like, it's one thing to be confident in yourself. There's another thing to have lack of self-awareness. Like, I've seen this guy, like, fling his arms at Steph not swinging him a shot on a three. Like, you're talking about the greatest shooter of all time. It's like, bro, I hate to break it to this dude. Like, you're an overachiever. As far as the league, the NBA goes, you're not talented, period. Like, you're lucky you're in the league, in my opinion. I mean, if this league didn't call these joke of a travels where you stand on your second foot like you're playing hopscotch, I mean, he wouldn't even get his shot off in the key sometimes. So, like, it missed me with all that, man. Like, even this is the last thing I'll say. I remember his rookie year. I don't know if we were calling it Twitter or X by that time. He's on Twitter, you know, panning for himself, like, hey, look at my stats. Why am I not on second team all rookie? It's like,
that's right.
Who does that for themselves?
Right.
It's like, bro, dude, he's annoying, man. Can't stand the way he carries himself. Love you guys. Great show. Thanks,
Doc. I think I remember what he was talking about. It was actually after, it was from his rookie season. It was after Victor Wembanyama won Rookie of the Month. And Pods quote tweets the NBA announcement, because Wembanyama averaged like, you know, 23, 15, and 4 blocks or so, you know, something ridiculous. And Pods tweets out his plus minus number because it was higher than Wembanyama. Like, you can come down his road all you want. Like, Pods, his rookie season did impact things in a positive fashion. But he tweets out, like, didn't have the highest plus minus of the month or something, and put his number, which was higher than Wembanyama's, as evidence that he should have been rookie of the month. And it's like, number one, stop. Number two, it's a rookie of the month award.
Stop it.
Like, it is not that important in the grand scheme of things. But it does highlight how confident he is in himself. And as much as I personally have respect for a lot of guys like that, that are, to Duck's point, overachievers, I can also understand how that rubs a lot of fans the wrong way. Or they just don't really like that aspect of him.
Yeah, I don't really get it, the Pajemski hate. I mean, I think that he was...
Because I think he's annoying.
Yeah, but it's sort of like it's... That can't really bother you. You should laugh at it. Like, dude, you're so out there. It's sort of amusing, if nothing else, because we all know it's so ridiculous. I guess
the question becomes, when does it turn into too much?
I think the hate, it's that, and it's coupled with the fact that he's perceived as Steve Kerr's teacher's pet. Like, I think that has a lot to do with it, and maybe more so than anything else.
That's fair.
Because, you know, he jumped to the front of the line, whereas Moses Moody and Kuminga have been vying for playing time, and yet this guy was inserted right into the starting lineup a year ago.
Well, that's actually something, I don't know if we talked about this last week, but I do believe is beginning to change. And I don't know, maybe it'll help people feel better, or, I don't know, worse about him. But whereas the first two seasons, it felt like Pods was just going to play. I think that on this team, with the amount of depth that they have, especially when D'Anthony Melton comes back. I do think that Pajemski, this is the first season where he's going to fight for minutes. And so far, I think he has earned them. Look, he's shooting 46%, 41.4 from three-point range, and has had a couple of big games that have pushed those stats in the positive direction. But, you know, it's funny, like in a game against Milwaukee where it's really up and down, I almost think that that's a game where I would have liked to have seen Pod start, because his energy is going to naturally help them more than someone like Post. Like, if Post is hitting threes, then they're a really dangerous offense. But he's so hit or miss. Like, you saw how good he was against the Clippers, and then you saw the ineffectiveness in other games from Quentin Post. To me, Pods is a more steady option. And I do wonder if Kerr, seeing some of the slow starts, like on a night like tonight against Indiana, where they don't have a ton of, like, you know, 7 foot just athletic big, like you had to match up with Miles Turner. I do wonder if Pods is going to start tonight, because Kerr has said that it's either Pajemski or it's Post for the fifth. And you just have to choose whether you start small or start big. And I think he's decided to go big to not have to play Draymond at center.
888-957-9570. We're talking about the redhead for the Out of the Golden State Warriors, one Brandon Pajemski. Kurt's in Oakland wants to chime in on the conversation. Hey, Kurt, welcome aboard.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I mean, Pods is confident. You got to give him credit for that. He's very confident, and he puts in the work to try to get better. He's definitely not perfect. But
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
People get upset because he's confident, and now they're upset because they, you know, but other young players can act like that, and they think those players are the greatest things in the world. You know, there's a fine line between confidence and overconfidence, and he's confident, but again, he puts in the work, and he listens. You know, and people don't get it. He puts the team first over his personal goals. And that's what you want from a young player. Look at OKC, for example. They have a lot of young players. They all put the team goals first over personal goals. If more young players did that, we'd have a lot more people, you know, playing much better as younger players. But it's just, it comes with the territory, and people just hate it. They just love to hate Pods for some reason because he's not the player that they like. He's not flashy. He grinds. He struggles. They don't like that. But that sums it up. But We have a lot of Pods haters. It's nothing new.
Thanks, Kurt.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I got you, Kurt.
You know what? If I'm starting a new team, I'm a GM, I don't want him as, you know, I don't want to have to rely on his scoring. I don't want to have to rely on him being a focal point in terms of getting me buckets and being one of the key players. But you win championships with guys like that. Usually, if you look at an NBA championship team, there's at least one, if not two, Brandon Podziemski types. Whether it's a Jrue Holiday, whether it's one of those players that does, you know, whether it's Smart with Boston back in the day, there's always those players that make the right basketball play, that are guys that you, and there's a reason why Steve Kerr as a coach feels confident in playing him. Again, I don't want to rely on this guy for giving me, you know, big buckets from three-point territory, but usually guys, like, and I know a lot of people don't want to hear this, but Brandon Podziemski is typically a winning basketball player that's willing to do it on both ends and take charges and steals and balance the floor. There's that connector word again, but it's guys like that that you usually win with. And, you know, I think every NBA team has a player like that, if not more, that is either winning championships or is in that conversation.
Well, that's the thing that I do think spits a little bit in the face of the irrational confidence is he doesn't strike me as a selfish player when you watch him play. Like he makes dumb decisions. You know, there'll be the stupid Euro step or he'll get caught in the air. You know, maybe he doesn't make the extra pass once in a while. But large in part, I do trust that he's trying to make a winning play. And that's where someone like, I think watching Jimmy Butler has really opened up, it should have opened up people's eyes to what it takes on a possession-by-possession basis just to win the possession. Like, what do you have to do? Is it make a pass? Is it take a shot? Is it try and move in terms of help defense? Like, what do you have to do on each possession to help your team stack those to the point where you get a win? Jimmy Butler talks about it all the time. Like, it doesn't matter what you're doing unless you're winning games. And to his credit, Brandon Podziemski has impacted winning more than he has impacted losing. And I think that's what you're talking about with typically there's players on a championship team that are like him. That's where I'm with you. It's not that he's the end-all, be-all, and I think he strikes people the wrong way sometimes because of a comment like, I could be the white Shohei, paraphrasing. It's like, well, no, you can't.
Like, yeah, but if you're not laughing at that, you're missing the whole.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like, but you can't take him seriously when he says something like that. It's really difficult to look at a guy and say, dude, okay, come on, man. You know, you can want to be great at both. You could have been a good high school player. Maybe you could have played college. But like, dude, that's one of the most, it's like, I guess, I'm trying to think of a good athlete in baseball who is, you know, also a good basketball player. But it's like him saying, yeah, I could have been Steph Curry. You know, it's like, all right, okay, come on, man. Like, yeah, you were a good shooter in high school, but like, what are we really talking about here?
Let's get out to Dave, who's hanging out in San Jose and wants to talk about Podziemski. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. Yeah, Pods, he is getting that Shohei Ohtani quote, you know, just put me, you know, over the line with him. As a former, as a Santa Clara alum myself, Oof. You know, I love the guy initially. Bronco making the NBA, loved his confidence, you know, overachieving, but it's just going beyond that now, man. It's like he's trying to sell everybody on, I don't know, lack of a product that's not there yet. Not just the Ohtani thing, but the one that just did it for me was, it was an article in the Merc at the start of the year. He said he wants to be the one that Steph and Draymond hand the dynasty to. And I'm saying to myself, dude, win the two job first before you think about that. Average more than 8 points a game that you did in the Minnesota series before you get to that point. And at this point now, I think it's extending beyond self-confidence. It's like he's, I don't know what he's doing. He's trying to create a narrative that is
greater that exceeds what we're seeing from him. And I, you know, and I think this is the piece that's starting to annoy fans, and it's got to be annoying the players. So interested in getting your guys' thoughts. Thanks.
Yeah, he's clearly a little delusional. But to me, it's sort of funny. I don't let it get under my skin. I guess I don't understand why it bothers people so much. Like, it is so silly, and it's becoming sort of his reputation, if you will.
Well, and there's also the comparison between him and Kuminga, right? Which is when Kuminga says, "I want to be an all-star," or "I want to be," but yeah, I want to be a multi-time all-star. That people are crushing him for it because it's like, dude, can you start first? And then when Pods says it, people are like, oh, that's kind of cute and funny. Like, oh, look at Pods.
But nothing he's doing is egregious. Would you agree?
No,
there's nothing.
All of it's
like
harmless.
Draymond Green on a podcast with Kevin Durant throwing his coach and his GM onto the bus. You know, there's nothing that is. There's no real verbal darts here directed at anybody on his team. And it's a little bit, again, I think he's a little out of touch, but who the hell cares, man? It's sort of, I don't understand why it would bother people to the degree that it is. Ryan in San Jose, hang in there. But we want to take Ryan really quick. Pasta, you determine Ryan's fate.
It's your show, Pasta.
We got to go.
Oh,
damn, Ryan!
Man, that was not me, brother.
The
you got to hang in,
God.
Ryan. Because Pasta just put you on the shelf, buddy. Hang in there. We'll get to you and the rest of the callers, and we continue here on Warriors This Week. I like OnlyFans. I don't read. Just an OnlyFans guy.
What is wrong with you?
It was supposed to be a joke. You know
what is wrong with you?
You know what?
Now back to Warriors This Week on 95.7 The Game.
Da-da-da. This Tupac?
This is definitely not Tupac. I like OnlyFans. All right. I like OnlyFans. You spliced that together. I never said that.
Well, you did say I like only those four words, and you're not going to let them down, buddy.
All right, let's get out to the phone lines, hanging in patiently, because Pasta just simply said, you wait here. Ryan in San Jose. Hey, Ry, thanks for joining us.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. So about Pods, like, I'm glad you guys are finally talking about this because I think it's long overdue. I mean, I don't care how confident he is, but it's his play that I just feel has never really warranted the playing time and the leash he gets. He's not like an above average defender. His shooting numbers are great, but he's not like a great scorer. He doesn't really assist a lot. He takes charges really, really well. He's a one-year player out of college that had 1 year good, and then he didn't even see the floor before he transferred. So I just don't – I mean, he gets a lot of rebounds, too, for a guard. But we also have PJD riding the bench, and he's a phenomenal rebounder. But just – so I just don't understand. Like, could you ever see Pods – could you ever see a championship team with Pods as the starting point guard or the starting shooting guard? It's just – there's no way. Like, he is nowhere near the level of Drew Holiday, who is, like, one of the best, like, perimeter defenders. So I just don't get why Pods is on the floor so much. And that's pretty much all I got. Thank you.
Well, I guess to answer that question, and I'll put this to you, Ev, why do you think Steve Kerr values him so much? Because that's the reason why he plays.
I think it's because he amplifies the best players on the floor. Like, whether you want to call it a skill or not, he plays well with Jimmy Butler, Steph Curry, and Draymond Green. He just has. When Jimmy got here, him and Pods' two-man lineup was very impactful. He's always played well with Curry, and he's played well with Draymond. Because he does a little bit of everything. He's a master of none. You know, mile wide, inch deep, but he does a little bit of everything. On the team so far this year, he is sixth in plus minus. It goes Draymond, Jimmy, Post, interestingly enough, because he has had that plus 34 game against the Clippers. Curry, Kuminga.
Well, wasn't that Post?
And then Pods. Yeah, Post. That's what I'm saying. He had the plus 34 game. That's why he's third right now
gotcha,
on the team.
Gotcha.
he impacts winning. I mean, that's just that's the reason why he plays. I'm with the caller that if Pajemski is one of your two starters, it's difficult for me to see the team making a deep run. But right now, he's coming off the bench. I actually think Pajemski's role on this team as a second unit facilitator, along with Jimmy Butler, getting a little bit of playing with Curry, a little bit of Draymond, and a little bit of everyone, that's his role, I think, for a team that I can see doing some things. If he's the starting two, I kind of agree. At some point, I think you're going to get exposed a little bit. But if he's playing 25 to 30 minutes a game, he's coming off the bench, he's playing with everyone, and he's amplifying the best players on the team, which is a skill that has been proven over 2+ years he can do, that to me is where you can be successful as a team. That's why I think, to your point earlier, championship teams have players like Pajemski. You know, Drew Holiday's a better defender. Even a Christian Brown with Denver is more athletic. But they're players that know how to make winning plays. And that's where Pajemski, I think, has caught Kerr's eye. That's why he plays as much as he does.
Yeah, and the caller's right. If he's going to be a starter, that means you're not a very good basketball team. He's got to have a limited, significant, well, it doesn't have to be significant, but a well-defined role. I can see him being a role player. Like OKC wins it last year. He's not Lou Dort, but there's always a Lou Dort type. Where we focus on Chet Holmgren, where we focus on SGA and Jalen Williams 1 and 2. It's the Lou Dorts of the world. Those are the guys that always make the good winning basketball type plays. BJ's hanging out in Virginia, wants to talk about Pajemski. Hey, BJ.
How you doing, my friend?
What up?
I'm doing fine. Enjoy y'all's show. I'm going to make a beat if possible. I'm not trying to be rude or anything. Y'all talk about pause and build him up. A lot of y'all. The boy just cannot play. I'm not using no excuse. I don't care who like or not. He just can't play. The only thing he can do is play charge, take charges. When I played high school ball, I promise even the high school, I was a good player. He's not a good player. Steve Kerr gave him 35 minutes and stuff, but when Kuminga were playing and were playing bad, y'all tires him down every time you turn around. But now, what's happened? But with Paul, he's just not a good player. There's no other way to look at it. That's all I have to say about it. Thank you.
I appreciate it.
I think that's fascinating. Because he went Kuminga.
That's what I told you.
And the two are linked together. It's not so much Pajemski, but it's Pajemski along with Kuminga because people see him as the guy that's taken away minutes from Kuminga.
Or Moody. I mean, I would just say that the younger players on the Warriors, and this is a fair assessment or observation, it feels like all of the young players, except for Pods, have had to fight for their minutes, where he has been someone that's just been minutes abound. He's just got them. And I would argue that it's a little bit of a luck of the draw. Like when Pods came into this team in the last couple of seasons, they've had not very many guards, not very many good ones. And this year, I think he's playing fine. I don't know about you, but I mean, Pods can play. Is he a starter in this league? I would lean no on a good team, but he can clearly play. By the way, in college, if you want to go back that far, he led the WCC in rebounding. He averaged 19 and 10.
He's a player of the conference.
His 1 year. And oh, by the way, he also led that conference, Dan, in three-point shooting. He shot 44% his 1 year in the WCC. So, like, Pods can play. Is he a guy that is going to get you beat also if he's starting? I think, like, I just don't know why there has to be such a one-way or this-way view about some of the players on this team.
Well, I think you have to ask yourself, why does Steve Kerr play him? If you don't like Pajemski, are you saying, not you specifically, but those that don't like Pajemski, are you saying that Steve Kerr suddenly doesn't know basketball, can't assess talent? Or just sees himself in Pajemski? Like, you have to ask yourself why a smart basketball guy like that of Steve Kerr gives him run. And I think part of the reason is that as basketball fans, we focus on the ball in somebody's hands. Can he cross over? Can he dunk? Is he smooth? Can he shoot threes? Like, is he a big athlete? And we don't necessarily focus on the things that consume coaches like Steve Kerr. And it's winning basketball plays. And we're to winning basketball plays where it's very nuanced. And it's not the flashiest, it's not the sexiest guy in the room when it comes to basketball and making basketball plays. And I think that's Pajemski. It's when the ball's on the other side of the court, he's putting a body on a guy. It's the little things of just simply getting the pass ahead on an outlet. It's just, you know, those things that are valued by coaches that we typically as a fan, just following the ball and watching a guy and how many points he scores, sometimes don't focus on.
I mean, I also think, too, sorry, and we can go to the calls in a sec. I also think, too, you have to look at this season as different than last. I think a lot of people in their assessments of Pajemski or their assumptions about Kerr are based on what's happened in the past couple of years. And we've already seen the way that Kerr has approached everyone on this team differently than last year. Like, Pajemski has played the fifth most minutes on the Warriors. Butler's played more, Curry's played more, Kuminga's played more, Draymond's played more. Who else do you want playing more than Pods? Will Richard? Buddy Hield?
Give it time when it comes to Richard.
Will Rich is a good player, but this is going to be his seventh game in the NBA tonight, Dan. You know, do you want Pat Spencer playing more? Again, I'm just going down the list. Like, Moses Moody doesn't play on the ball as much as Pods. You need someone out there that can initiate the offense, and to his credit, like, I think that this role for Pajemski, which is coming off the bench and playing a lot with everybody, like, that's where he can be featured best. So, I don't know, I would just say give it some more time, and what he's doing right now is kind of where he needs to be.
Angelo's in San Francisco. Hey, Angelo.
Hey, how you doing? First of all, I love Pods. First of all,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I love Pods. He's a great player. He's just a role player. And every time we go roll into somebody's city, I just see all of these quick-twitch, long 6'3", 6'4", guards that I wish we had. Keon Ellis, Terrence Mann, and even the kid we just played last night. Unbelievable that we've got all these guards and we don't have a two-way guard. The only two-way guard that we have is one with a broken ACL, one that can play on defense and play on offense. You know, I can't stand watching Pods come down the lane and have no athletic ability to break down the defense. And every time, the only people... The only people that we have to do that is Butler, Kuminga, and Curry. But no guard is able to do that outside of Steph. And it's ridiculous that we don't have guards that can break down the defense. And so we get stagnant every time he has the ball in his hand. He's a guard version of Draymond Green, which is fine, but it's not good enough.
Draymond Green's pretty good.
And De'Anthony Melton is coming. I think he was referencing De'Anthony Melton.
Yeah, no, when De'Anthony Melton is on this team,
it'll change.
He's going to change the minutes, but you just heard there at the end, if he's a version of Draymond Green, he's going to play for this team. By the way, like the guards behind Pods are not better than him. I'm sorry. If you think that, then you just haven't been watching this team for the last couple of years. Buddy Hield is not better than Pods unless he's making a ton of threes, which is why he started in the playoffs last year, because he was making shots. When he's not, he hurts you. Like, GP2 is not going to play over Brandon Pajemski. Pat Spencer is not going to play over Pods. Will Richard is a rookie. He's not going to play over him. The only guy that's going to challenge for minutes, in my opinion, and should, is De'Anthony Melton. And until he proves he's got a new knee, TBD.
Yeah, he's often injured. When
you're high as hell. If I know people smoke early in the morning, Dan. I'm sorry.
Are we done with Pods?
Yeah, that's fine. We can move on.
I want to get into Draymond before we get out of here.
Oh, yeah, you got something for him. Now, reminder, he is a member of the Odyssey family. He is a podcast.
You're trying to diffuse my my energy here. Let me just say this. And it's not about Draymond as much as it is about everybody involved, including the NBA. So we saw Draymond earlier in this week. And I love me some Draymond, but I always say this. I think I'm representative of a lot of people. Like, I love Draymond. And then there are times where it's just like, dude, too much. But he gets picked at half court. And then he has a hard foul on Salty Aldama. Remember this?
His name's Santi.
I call him Salty.
I know.
He goes after Aldama. And it's vintage Draymond, right? Hard foul. He's getting in the face of Jaren Jackson. And then he's dancing all over the court, right? Wasn't it just a year and a half ago where he was indefinitely suspended for this behavior? Wasn't it just a year and a half ago where his life was hanging in the balance because of this? Like, remember I was telling you about we're so consumed that we forget about what happened yesterday? Like, what happened where he came back and it was like, you're on double secret probation, man. No more of this. Because it was after he got suspended 5 games after getting Rudy Gobert in a WWE headlock. And then he goes after Nurkic. And then there was enough. You got to get. And I think it was the consensus. Everybody's like, yeah, something's wrong with this guy. Steve Kerr would do interviews where he's like, this isn't about basketball. It's about the man's life. Draymond Green gets on a podcast and tells everybody, I talked to Adam Silver about retiring. This is too much. This is just too much. Cut to a year and a half later, it's the same dude. All I'm saying is that's fine. But can we cut the crap and just be real? Draymond, you've got anger issues. You deal with rage. You're not alone in this world, but just admit it. That's who you are, and you ain't going to change at age 35. Maybe at some point, if you get help around the clock, you can minimally change your life, but you're always going to be that cat. And Steve Kerr, say what you will. We love you. But you're about wins and losses at the end of the day. And in terms of caring about this guy as a man, did you talk to him after what it is that he did to Aldama and say, hey, you're regressing. Remember, I want you to be a good human being. Does the NBA really care about Draymond Green? Or does their bottom line is that we know he's entertainment, people watch, and we make money, and that's our bottom line at the end of the day? Can we just have the real conversation when it comes to Draymond Green? Because guess what? He's the same cat as he always was before the indefinite suspension and now after. What say you, Evan Giddings?
I'd say he hasn't choked anybody out yet. You know,
it's coming. There's going to be something.
Haven't played Minnesota yet.
There's going to be something that's coming. And guess what? We're going to have to go through the same song and dance. Steve Kerr is going to do another awkward press conference where he's going to say in a somber tone, this is about a man. And it's just going to be such BS. And then Draymond is going to get on a podcast and be heartfelt and saying, I just, there's some things wrong in my life and I need to change. and we're all going to sweep it under the rug. He'll come back, and then he'll do it all over again. I'm just saying, let's have the real. Let's be on the real.
Well, I agree that Draymond Green ain't any different than he used to be, but I think he's made a more concentrated effort to not let that side of him out. Like, he's been better at diffusing it.
I'm going to repeat. Did you see the Aldama foul?
It wasn't, in comparison, it wasn't that bad. Like, this is it, though. He's set such a high bar for some of these issues, these flagrants, and ejectable offenses, that one actually didn't really cross my mind as being one that he should have got run for.
No, okay, you're right there. Because it was a hard foul, and back in the NBA...
I don't think he was suspended last year, by the way.
Back in the... No, he was on his P's and Q's, but I'm just saying he's slowly, as it gets smaller and smaller in the rearview mirror, the more you're beginning to see the return of the real Draymond and the same Draymond. It's coming. It's like they say in Chicago. You know what they say in Chicago when the weather is turning and winter's right around the corner? The locals in Chicago say, the bear's coming, man. The bear's coming. That means winter's right around the corner. Draymond's
coming.
The old Draymond's coming. The bear's coming. You're right. That was just a hard foul. And back in the 80s and the 90s, getting back to Michael Jordan's insights to excellence, that's the way they play. That was just a hard foul. And so the guy, but his antics afterwards, his like, I don't care. I'm like, I'm Draymond Green and I'm nuts. I'm telling you, another either Nurkic, because he likes the international guys, he's going to do something because we're headed right back to the old Draymond.
Well, I don't know if we can call it the old Draymond because it's still him. It's just Draymond. That's who he is. I also, he goes after people that he knows he can get in their heads.
Yeah, that's a bullet. Oh, I thought you said guys that he knows that he can.
Yeah,
that are not going to retaliate.
Well, no, but guys that he knows are not going to be able to handle it. Like, to me, that's also.
That's the definition of a bully.
Well, it's also, but this is professional sports. Like, he's trying to gain a competitive advantage. If you're going to try and win a game, and I can get in your head by doing it.
Okay, getting in your head
might be weak to some, but to others, it's like, win at all costs.
Getting in your head is one thing, but are you of the belief that he goes after guys where he knows there's not going to be any retaliation, hence the international guys, right? Like, what's Aldama going to do?
He used to go after, like, Blake Griffin.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I don't necessarily subscribe.
Now, he was a better defensive player back then, and I think he knew he could back it up.
I mean, he kicked Steven Adams in the junk, who might be the toughest guy in the NBA.
Yeah, but he also knows that Steven Adams is a non... Like, Steven Adams is the guy who finishes the fight. Yeah. He's not the one who starts it. So, I actually think that Adams is, like, kind of a pacifist. It feels like it.
I think you might be right.
Like, he's the guy that steps into every single scrum, and everyone just backs up. Like, they know that he's the toughest dude in any confrontation. But you're right. Draymond's not going to change. Draymond hasn't changed. Draymond's the same dude. And the Warriors might get in trouble for it. But I do think that last year was a good sign in a step towards, all right, he's going to get ejected from games. He's going to pick up techs. I don't think that he was unavailable for a game. I could be wrong about this. I don't think he was unavailable for a game because of how many techs he picked up. But he was teetering. And if they had gone further in the playoffs, that might have been an issue. But that's what you get when you got Draymond Green and you take the good with the bad. So I also think, too, that the suspensions, I don't think the NBA has got the guts anymore to hit him with one. Like, he was out indefinitely for some time because he just could not prevent himself from doing something stupid. I think those days, while they're not... He's still that guy, but I think those days are behind.
You don't think he can go back there? Like, getting caught up in the heat of a moment of a tight game that he just... didn't we almost see with Tari Eason, I want to say? Didn't Tari Eason, he like, in the playoffs against Houston, that's when he gets ratcheted up and they both hit the floor and he had that kick.
Oh, yeah, he almost got him. But again, like, because he's been a habitual line stepper for his entire professional career, when he does something like he did against Aldama, you're kind of like, yeah, that's not that bad. You know, Draymond's kicked a guy in the gonads several times. Draymond's done a spinning back fist into Yusuf Nurkic. Yeah, this is not really that flagrant. You know, so he gets the benefit of the doubt because of his past transgressions.
I just think another one's coming because it's slowly because nobody is, there's no, I mean, what happened to counseling? I guess that's over with. I mean, like what happened to I'm a change? Like, I'm just saying like there's nobody reminding him, hey, let's not go back to where you,
I think Jimmy's quietly that guy and he's not necessarily like he's going to prevent Draymond from, hey, don't hit that dude. But I just think that like for all of Jimmy Butler's off the court issues or whatever you want to call it, he's pretty stoic on the floor. Like how many times can you remember since he's joined Golden State or just in general, Jimmy Butler legitimately losing his cool
I like
in a
the way
game?
He's wired.
And I think it's because he values winning above all else. But to me, having that kind of player on the floor is like it has an impact. And I think that Draymond is a guy, he's naturally going to lose it. There's going to be a game where he gets himself tossed. But when he starts to, when that fire begins to start boiling, I think Jimmy Butler being there, just like, dude, calm down. It's almost like what Klay Thompson used to be. Like, Klay just was, it's just out there like, come on, man, let's go play ball. I think Jimmy's got a little bit of that to him.
So you don't think you and I will be doing a show?
Oh, we will.
I'm talking about Draymond Green going back to being, yeah, you're right. Draymond's always been the same, but you don't think that Draymond Green right now is capable of doing what it is that he did to Gobert or Nurkic again? Because I think that show is imminent.
Imminent? Well, I guess we're going to find out. Wait, who does? Oh, no. Nurkic plays for.
We'll see.
No, it won't be Nurkic because he'll
Nurkic
be on his,
plays for Utah.
He'll be on his best when it comes to. It's going to be somebody else, like an Aldama. Somebody's going to, like a Zach Edey is going to do something.
What do they got coming up?
Like he knows he can't go after Gobert. He knows about Nurkic. He knows about, you know, like.
Not a lot of international guys on the Pacers.
It's going to be somebody that. And it's going to be bad.
Well, it could be Wednesday in SAC against Sabonis.
I'm tired.
He already did Sabonis.
He's already done Sabonis. Who's going to be his next victim? No, like he... I actually don't see a lot of guys coming up on the schedule.
How about the guy from Portland, Zhang Charles? What's the guy's name?
Young Hansen. The 19-year-old seven-footer. No, it might be a guy... I think there was someone on the Spurs. No, Spurs are good. But so like Svi Mykhailiuk. Who does he play for? The little lefty?
It'd be nice to see Draymond if he really is the tough guy, which I do think he is.
It'll be against New Orleans.
Or it'll be against Memphis because he doesn't like Memphis.
I don't know if they play Memphis coming up. I'm just looking at like the next team that he could do something like that against. Oh, here we go. Well, he's not international, but if he plays, Draymond's going to be in his grill. Hunter Dickinson. 7-footer out of Kansas.
Oh, that guy.
Pretty weak.
Yeah.
Draymond's going to be in his grill.
That's Dray fodder for
If he's on the floor, he is food. I don't care if he's 7'1". Draymond.
Pretty weak.
Draymond goes after the guys, too. He's just like, I don't care if you're taller than me, if you're bigger than me. You're soft as hell.
I think it's going to get ugly again. And we're going to have to see Steve Kerr once again just hem and haw and tell me how he's going to change as a man. All right.
Shocked you talking to me.
By the way, welcome to the Odyssey family, Dre. 2 podcasts a week, the Draymond Green Show. Can't wait for the next one.
I do. I just want to go home. All right.
You actually do.
I'm probably the one guy who's actually
listen to more of the Draymond Green Show than anybody else I know, which is maybe why you probably know his tendencies better than I do.
So what do you got going tonight?
Tonight, I'll be watching Game 7. You want to catch it?
Are you hanging on to the Fu Manchu, the mustache for a while?
Why not? Well, I got it.
What do you think, Pasta? Look good?
I think it looks good. It
fits you. With the beanie?
I guess the argument for not hanging with it is to grow the beard back, and to do that, you have to shave that, right?
That's true. Well, the issue is I'm going to keep it for a couple days. I might go do some Halloween things tonight. So I was Bob Ferguson from one battle after another, and with the shades on, it makes more sense. But it's kind of like a revolutionary.
Well, why are you doing Halloween things on November 1st?
I don't know, because there might be a party.
Is that the way it works? Like Halloween carries over into November?
Well, I might do it. I also might not. And I kind of like having a handlebar. But I got to get rid of it before the next Warriors home game. I might shave it off. But definitely before Friday, because next Friday is when I do my first St. Mary's men's basketball game on ESPN Plus. And so we have to do like a stand-up, and we have like
on-camera shots. Are they like the Yankees? No facial hair?
No, but imagine the first home game of the season for the Gales. You turn on and there's the 2-minute open. They're like, who the hell is this guy?
It's the guy from the movie.
They might think I was an Aussie.
Oh, that works.
Yeah.
They love them Aussies. All right. Jeez. From my man Pasta and, well, we don't have Caddy Zach today. Where's Caddy? Caddy's in Brooklyn. All right. And Evan Giddings, who's going to hang on to Halloween for another night. Are we saying, what, go Jays tonight, or what are we doing?
Oh, Canada.
Glorious and free.
Yes, we're on the Jays.
That'll do it for us. Warriors this week. We'll see you back here next Saturday. So long, everybody.
This is Dan DeBone saying, so long, everybody.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.